بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in his noble book, the month of Ramadan, the month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed in, fihi hudan linnas, in it is guidance for mankind. In it is guidance for mankind. If you pay attention to the ayah, Allah, he says linnas, he says for mankind. He doesn't say for the Muslims only. He doesn't say for the believers only, but rather it's guidance for everyone, male, female, black, white, Arab, non-Arab. Hudan linnas in the Quran is guidance for all people, no matter who you are, no matter what you are. وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ, and also in it is clear proofs of guidance. That's why you find people who, they read the Quran, they accept the Islam, they become Muslim. Because in it is nothing but the truth. And Allah says, what for the Quran? And it is also the criterion. It shows a person what is right and what is wrong. Then Allah, he says, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمْ أَشْهَرَ فَلْيَصُمْهُ. So whoever sights the moon, then let him fast the month of Ramadan. Why did we mention this verse? Why did we mention this ayah? Because Ramadan is right around the corner, Ya Ikhwan. Ramadan. It's in a few weeks. Before we know, everyone will be fasting, inshallah ta'ala, and praying. So, we want to remind ourselves that the time is near to get ready to strap the boots up, to get ready to step up to the plate and go hard for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do we prepare for Ramadan? How does a person prepare for Ramadan? That's something that, inshallah ta'ala, we will discuss throughout the khutbah. When we have something pertaining to the dunya, if we have an interview, a job interview for instance, or if we have a business meeting, you'll find that we're prepared to the max. Everyone, you'll be on time. You'll make sure you got gas in your car. You'll make sure that, you know, everything is in line so you can meet that particular thing that you have, whether it's the interview or it's a meeting or it's a court date or whatever the case may be. You're going to be on time for that. But that's something pertaining to the dunya. We have a month that's full of mercy. We have a month coming that's full of blessings. We have a month coming that is full of forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have a month that's coming where the dua of the Muslims is accepted. We have a month where the devils are locked down and chained down the whole entire month. So it's easy for you to do the things that you need to do to get yourself right regarding your iman and regarding your the hereafter. What have we prepared for? Ask yourself. What have I prepared for that time that's coming? The rightly guided predecessor, the Salaf al-Salih, they used to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 6 months prior to Ramadan coming that they reach Ramadan. They would say, Allahumma balighna Ramadan. They would ask Allah 6 months prior to Ramadan coming that they reach Ramadan. Why? Because they knew, they understood what that month can do for a person. You might got one foot in, one foot out. You might got one foot in the streets and one foot in the deen. Or you might got 2 feet in the streets. But you reach that month, it can turn your whole life around. It can make you do a 360. They knew the magnitude that this month has. So they were asked the law 6 months prior to Ramadan coming that Allah allowed them to reach Ramadan. And then 6 months after, they were asked the law to accept it from them. Because again, they understood that just because you do a good deed, that doesn't mean it's going to be accepted. You have to pray. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept it from you. So how do we prepare? How do we prepare? Because if you prepare properly, it will prevent poor performance. If you prepare properly, it'll prevent poor performance. So how do we prepare for this month that's coming? One of the first things is that we should start by making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Asking Allah to forgive us. Trying to go into the month clean. Trying to go into the month fresh. Asking Allah to forgive us of our sins. That which we have committed. That which we forgot. Those sins that we forgot of. But He still knows. And tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it comes in the hadith that we're going to mention, when we make tawbah, Allah, he becomes so happy with us. He becomes so happy. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned in a long hadith, he said that Allah, He is more happy with the tawbah, with the repentance of a slave. He is more happy with the repentance of a slave more than a person who he was on a travel, he was on a journey in a desert, and he had a camel. And on that camel, he had all of his provisions. He had his food, his water, so forth and so on. And remember, this person is in a desert, right? So the man, he loses his camel. He loses his camel in the desert. It's a barren desert. Allah knows best how far the next town is, whatever the case may be, or people, or whatever. He loses his camel. And what is on his camel? His water, his food, his clothing, whatever the case may be. He loses it. So he loses it. So what does he do? He finds a tree and he lays back in the tree. He lays back. He gives up. Because there's no way he's going to survive in this desert without water or food. So he lays back, and in another narration, he lays back and he waits for death to come to him. Because he knows there's nothing that he can do. He's going to die from thirst or hunger, etc. He lays back and he dozes off. When he wakes up, his camel is right in front of him. It came back. So when he notices his camel, it came back. He grabs it by the reins or whatever the case may be, and he's so happy that he says, Allahumma, he says, oh Allah, you are my slave and I'm your Lord. He was so happy, he was so ecstatic that he made this statement, which is a statement of kufr. It is a statement of disbelief. But he was so happy that he said it by mistake. Allah is more happy with the tawbah of each and every one of us. He is more happy than the tawbah of each and one of us, more than this person was happy when he found his camel after he had lost it in a barren desert. So tawbah, this is the first thing that we should do, inshallah ta'ala, going into this month, as we're maybe 3 weeks away from Ramadan. The first thing we should go into it is by making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Asking Him to forgive our sins and so forth and so on. So that we can, inshallah ta'ala, go into it with a clean slate. Also, secondly, we all should understand the great fadl, the great virtue, and the enormous reward that we get for fasting this month of Ramadan should understand the enormous reward that one gets for fasting this month. Because a lot of people, they may have been born Muslim, or they've been Muslim for a long time, and Ramadan is just, it just comes and that's it. They don't feel no type of anything. And so, Ramadan here, we got to fast. No, you should understand the importance or the great virtue of this month. The great virtue and the magnificent amount of reward that you can get from fasting. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Man sama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi." Whoever fasts the month of Ramadan and prays therein, all of his sins will be forgiven. The meaning of imanan is that you understand, you have the sound belief that it is obligatory upon us to fast. Wahtisaban, the intent by ihtisab is that you understand the reward, or you seek the reward, the thawab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You seek the thawab, you seek the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it shouldn't just be, it's just either, it is something normal. Ramadan come, everyone fast, and that's it. La, it shouldn't be like that. We should all understand the great magnitude of rewards and good deeds that we can achieve. And likewise, we should also understand the magnitude and the reward from praying in this month. Praying the Tarawih Salat. Praying the Tarawih Salat. That we should all try to strive our hardest in this month. Why? Because we may not reach it again. We may not get another Ramadan. There's many people who fasted last Ramadan, but they will not fast this month, this Ramadan. Why? They died. They left this land. Waliyadu billah. There's many reasons. The person, he's sick now. He can't fast. He has a terminal illness. So inshallah ta'ala, if Allah blesses us all to reach this month, we should strive our hardest to fast each and every day and to pray each and every night. And fourthly, from those things that we can do to prepare us to get ready for Ramadan, is that we should all make iktab and tilawat to the Quran. We should all increase in recitation of the Quran and listening to the Quran. Because as the ayah was mentioned first, Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran, the month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed in it. This month is a special month for the Quran. The people of the past, they would finish the whole entire Quran in 3 days, in 5 days, reciting from front to back. Because once again, they knew the magnitude. So we all have to understand what this month holds and the benefits that we can derive from it, inshallah ta'ala. What are some benefits of reciting the Quran? One main benefit is that it will intercede for the person who recited it on Yawm al-Qiyamah. It will intercede for a person who recited it on Yawm al-Qiyamah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Iqra'u al-Quran." فَإِنْهُ يَأْتِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ شَفِيعًا لَهُ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. He said, read the Quran. He said, read the Quran. Because it will come on يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ as an intercessor. It will fight on your behalf. It will ask Allah to forgive you. It will tell Allah, "Oh Allah, this person used to recite me." If this is not sufficient, then what else? On a day when you're going to need it the most, when your good deeds might have not outweighed your bad deeds, but you recited the Quran, It will intercede for you, inshallah ta'ala. Ask Allah to forgive your sins and pardon your mistakes. Also from the way or some preparations for this month is that we should try our hardest to make hifdul lisan, preserve our tongues. Don't wait till Ramadan come to try to change. Don't wait till Ramadan come to try to get yourself right. If you prepare before, inshallah ta'ala, you will do good when it comes. Try to get all them curse words out your system. Try to get all that foul speech out of your system. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned, the believer, he is not foul mouthed. He has good speech. He has good speech and good manners. So from today, try to rectify yourself. Let's try to rectify ourselves, inshallah ta'ala. Because when Ramadan comes, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Man lam yada qawla zur wa amala bihi fa laysa lillahi hajatan fi man yada sharabu wa ta'ama." He said that whoever doesn't give up evil and bad speech when Ramadan comes, then Allah, he has no need for that person to stop eating and drinking. If you can't stop doing that, Allah doesn't need you to stop, you to leave off your food and drink. If you're going to just continue talking the way you talk. So from today on, we have time, inshallah ta'ala, to prepare for this month. Also, learning the ahkam of Siyam, the ahkam of Ramadan. It has rulings. Trying to learn the ahkam, the rulings of this month. What is suhoor? When do I break my fast? What are the conditions to break my fast? How do I break my fast? Do I break my fast with a cupcake and, you know, a little Debbie snack? Or do I break my fast with dates and water? Learning the ahkam of Ramadan. It's upon each and every one of us to know these essential matters. Also learning the rulings of Tarawih, the benefits of Tarawih, learning all of these things, the ahkam of Siyam, the ahkam of Ramadan. Preparing from now, get a little book, read it, touch up on it, brush up on it. It may be some things you forgot, it may be some things that you don't know. Inshallah ta'ala. Also, making a barnamaj, making a schedule, trying to put together a schedule for yourself. As we mentioned, when it comes to the dunya, we have everything intact. I'm going to do this today. I'm going to do this today. I'm going to take care of this bill. I'm going to go to the grocery store. We have everything aligned when it comes to the dunya. But what about the deen? Allah says, "Bal tu'thiruna al-hayata ad-dunya wal-akhiratu khayrun wa abqa." Allah says, nay, they love the dunya. They prefer the worldly life. Who is he talking to? It's a general address. It's a general address for Muslims and non-Muslims. "Bal tu'thiruna al-hayata ad-dunya." Nay, they prefer the dunya. They prefer the worldly life. "Wal-akhiratu khayrun wa abqa." But the akhirah, the worldly, the hereafter, is better wa abqa, and more lasting and everlasting. The dunya is going away. It's going to end soon. "Wal akhirah abqa." The hereafter, it will last forever. So what we do in this life is going to determine how we are in the next life. What we do in this life, it will determine where we are and how we are in the next life. ponder over that. Ponder over that. What we put forth today and tomorrow until the angel of death take our soul, it will determine what we are, where we are fi hayat al-akhirah, in the next life. So inshallah ta'ala, we all have to call ourselves to account. We all have to call ourselves to account. Because we know what we have within ourselves. Everyone sitting down in here know what he has within himself. Know what sins he's committing every day and night. Know what he needs to work on. Know where he's weak at in his deen. Know where his weaknesses is. So we all need to work on it. As one of the Salaf, he would say when he would be advising his students, he would say, it is upon every one of us to be tabibu qalbi. It is upon each and every one of us to be the doctor of his own heart. It is upon each and every one of us to be the doctor of his own heart. Because he's the one who knows what's in his heart. He knows he got a problem with women. She knows she got a problem with brothers. He knows he has a problem with listening to music. He knows, she knows what is in it, his or her heart. So we all have to be tabibu qulubina. We all have to be doctors of our own hearts. You have to go to a shrink or so-and-so. No. Look at yourself and call your own self to account. And the scholar, he finished, so if he wants to rectify his heart, then let him do surgery on his own heart. We're talking about spiritual. We're not talking about physical. This is nafsiyah. Do surgery on your own heart. Make tawbah. Listen to Quran more. Read Quran more. Try to get out and pray in the masajid with the believers more. Because this is all that which is going to rectify our hearts. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us of our sins. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to reach the month of Ramadan and to fast and pray in it. Iman and wahtisaban. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us all jannah for the dose and to save us from the fire. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.